Council President Roger Berliner will also be there.
We hope to have workforce development in those communities. We hope to have affordable housing in those communities.
The Purple Line is a 16-mile light rail line that's scheduled to open in 2022. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Control of the Virginia House is still far from being decided. Republicans went from a commanding majority to an apparent 51-49 lead this fall, with GOP candidates clinging to razor-thin leads in three district races. And depending on what happens with those three seats, the House could fall into Democratic hands for the first time in nearly 20 years, or find itself evenly divided. One local congressional lawmaker wants to keep taxpayer dollars from being used to pay out settlements in sexual harassment cases on Capitol Hill. Northern Virginia Congresswoman Barbara Comstock says your tax money shouldn't be used for such settlements, and she would even take it a step further.
So I have a bill I'm working on, no tax deductibility for private companies to like pay off settlements on our taxpayer dime and, you know, take a deduction on it. So we do not, I think that is definitely where things are going.
Comstock spoke on WMAL's Larry O'Connor Show. And the people who serve on federal grand juries in Washington want a raise. Some two dozen federal grand jurors have now petitioned congressional leaders for an increase in the current per diem of $50. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,581, the NASDAQ at 68,79. Sports, the Ravens beat the Texans on Monday Night Football. College basketball, Maryland loses, Howard loses, UVA wins. NBA, the Wizards are in Minnesota tonight. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather, then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
If you missed the boat on the hot real estate market, I hear you, but don't worry, because my friends over at Renter's Warehouse make renting your home easy, fast, and worry-free. And get this, it could make you more money in the long run. It's Larry O'Connor to explain that Renter's Warehouse is the master of rent-a-state. Their pros will market your property, find great tenants, collect the rent, and handle any maintenance coordination 24/7. They'll even warranty your tenant for free. Also, you can rest easy and get the value your home is really, really worth. With property management at just $99 a month, you can be sure you're in good hands with Renter's Warehouse, especially in a slowing market. Visit renterswarehouse.com today and sign up for a free home rental price analysis to find out how much your home will rent for. Or call a rent-a-state advisor today at 202-897-2822. That's renterswarehouse.com or call 202-897-2822.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Watch for the construction crews on the Rock Creek Parkway as you come down toward the Kennedy Center. They alternate traffic there, so a caution as you make the approach there. No problems right now. Good, off to a quiet start coming in from the west. Looks good on 66, the Greenway Toll Road. No early issues on 270. So if you're coming out of the Frederick area and you're making your travels down toward the Beltway, all of your travel lanes are open there as well. For the Beltway through Bethesda, Silver Spring, Montgomery, Prince George's County, a nice quiet start this morning. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Lots of sunshine today, 63. Tonight, clear 43 outside the Beltway, a little colder. Sunny tomorrow, 63. We'll knock it down a little bit on Thursday. Clouds and sunshine, 53. I'm Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 32 in Herndon, 30 in Bowie, 41 degrees in Washington. How Giving Tuesday ushers in the holiday's charitable spirit. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning to you. How you doing on this Tuesday morning? Joining us at 7:05, Alex Pfeiffer from the Daily Caller. He'll give us the latest out of the White House. At 7:15, it's Andrew McCarthy from National Review with that CFPB battle. At 7:35, it's Susan Ferriccio, and at 8:35, it's Larry Kudlow. A fun show planned. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonies.
Oh, good morning. The President of the United States yesterday had a ceremony honoring code talkers, the Marines in World War II, Native Americans, who were Navajo code talkers, able to use their ability to speak a different language to cover up their communications. And he was honoring them yesterday in the White House. And he made some very interesting comments in addition to honoring them. He just couldn't help himself. So basically, you know, by now you've heard about this. He made fun of Elizabeth Warren, who famously manufactured the idea that she's had some sort of Native American background in order to advance her career. And ever since then, she's regularly received some ribbing from Republicans about that, but especially from Donald Trump. And one of the earliest iterations of making fun of her for this, and I don't know who coined it, I'd like to hug them because it's hilarious, was Pocahontas. It was like clearly like written in headline heaven, and that was one of the greatest things ever. I've heard other versions of this, Sitting Bullcrap. You can, you know, pick your names. But yesterday, Trump just went, you know, straight for Pocahontas as he talked to these guys at the Navajo Code Talkers at the White House. Here's the President of the United States riffing for some odd reason on Elizabeth Warren.
You're very, very special people. You were here long before any of us were here. Although we have a representative in Congress who they say was here a long time ago. They call her Pocahontas. But you know what? I like you because you are special.
He's cracking himself up. everyone else that's on camera is just kind of like looking around, like what's going on. And he's cracking himself up yesterday, referring to Pocahontas. Now, the reaction to this has been interesting, to say the least. Instantly, this thing was being derided as, this is a racial slur. How dare you? This is a racial slur. And so the reactions to this have been all over the place. I want to play for you a little bit of what Press Secretary Sarah Sanders had to say about this yesterday. This is cut one in the Sanders sheet. She was asked about whether or not it was offensive that the president would use what these reporters are calling a racial slur in the midst of this Navajo Code Talker event. Here's what the White House press secretary had to say.
Look, I think that Senator Warren was very offensive when she lied about something specifically to advance her career. I don't understand why no one's asking about that question and why that isn't constantly covered.
And then the president, and then, sorry, then Sarah Sanders went on to talk about how highly the president thinks of these heroes.
Look, I think the president certainly finds an extreme amount of value and respect for these individuals, which is why he brought them and invited them to come to the White House and spent time with them, recognizing them and honoring them today. So I think he is constantly showing ways to honor those individuals, and he invited them here at the White House today to meet with them and to also remind everybody about what the historic role that they played many years ago.
So, especially the beginning of that, you know, you listen to her basically turn the question around on the press for them to ask, you know, about how this is offensive. And she's like, well, no, what's offensive is that Elizabeth Warren manufactured her credentials in order to advance her career. Right. And so, and meanwhile, the president has regularly teased her and taunted her for this. And he chose to do it within the confines of an event meant to ostensibly honor Native Americans. And that's what's got a lot of people hot and bothered today.
See, I would love to say that there was a thought process there, but I don't know if there was, because I do believe the president, and this is my own opinion, I just think he just says it just in his brain. He was like, this is funny, Pocahontas, right? And like, he just went with it. Like,
right.
He just has it in his head, and says it. Everyone else will find it funny.
He has no filter. This is further evidence that it's like almost impossible for him to have colluded with the Russians, right? Because he would have told us about it. He can't help himself.
He can't.
He just, it's like, if it crosses his mind, he has to tweet it or say it. And sure enough, he's standing in a room full of like real Native Americans. And he's like, you know, this reminds me of a hilarious story. Elizabeth Warren thinks she's an Indian. What? Why are you bringing this up? So he's getting in trouble for that today.
Yeah, he was probably standing with them going, oh, these people are really American Indians. Well, there's somebody who's using you to, so I'll bring it up now because these guys will get the joke. These guys will get it.
Is this the five-alarm fire that everyone's making it out to be?
No.
No?
I will tell you, I grimaced just a tad bit. I was like, oh, yeah, ouch, okay. Like, I actually cringed. I went, ooh, when I heard it. But I've done that before with plenty of things that the president has tweeted out or said. But he has this incredible, I don't know if it's an aura, it's a shield, or I don't know what it is around him, but it just rolls off and he just keeps going. It's amazing.
Yeah, with Van Jones on, I guess, on CNN last night, referred to him as an insult comic, saying that, you know, this is like, this is just Trump's thing. He just like looks for reasons to mock people like this. And, you know, I Warren's been a regular target of these critiques. And the president likes to tease her and make fun of her. And he's never been ashamed of it. And I think, you know, this is something that we have to remember. It's not like this guy, the guy who became the president of the United States, all of a sudden became the insult comic. This is exactly who the American people elected. They knew what they were getting. How many debates did we watch? Only Rosie. I mean, come on. How many times did we hear that? He made fun of Rand Paul's appearance on stage. He talked about how much material he has to work with Rand Paul's face. I mean, the guy made an entire candidacy out of plain speaking and busting the chops of his political opponents, and here he is doing it yesterday, and people, it's giving people the vapors.
What bothers me is, again, I think he's smart in the sense that he points out the hypocrisy of the left without actually coming out and saying it. Elizabeth Warren culturally appropriated these people that he was honoring, their heritage, to check a box to further herself for gain, and everyone's ignoring it. Now, I wish he had gone with, as you said, Pocahontas, because I always say Pocahontas. I've never said, and he always says Pocahontas. Had he said Pocahontas, I think the reaction would be a little bit different.
It is the funnier name.
The funnier name, and yeah. He is funny, and I think he missed an incredible comedic opportunity right there.
Totally. That's, you know what? That's really the story of the presidency, is missing the best comedic opportunities. I want to get your reaction, because it's pouring in as we're talking about this. I want to get your reaction. Reaction to this, is the president getting a fair shake on this? Were you upset that he referred to Elizabeth Warren as anything related to Pocahontas yesterday? is this once again a wild overreaction by the press? We also have Elizabeth Warren's reaction to this. You're definitely going to want to hear this audio. That's all ahead. It's 5:15 now.
It's time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bethesda water main break and repair is now to the road as well on 355. So if you're coming off of the Beltway, this will be you coming out of Rockville to Bethesda. 355 right near Pookstill Road, and they have the left lane coned off in each direction. Looks like it's going to be there for a while. This definitely will be an issue. For now, though, as you come off the Beltway, you're okay at this early hour. But I want to give you a heads up for as we get into this rush hour. Otherwise, we're okay around the Beltway. No early problems to report on 270, 66, 95, 395. You're all checking out fine. Okay, making your travel across the Southeast Southwest Freeway each direction. It is quiet. No problems in the 3rd Street Tunnel. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, lots of sunshine, a high of 63. It's almost November. It's almost December. 63. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 43. And tomorrow, mostly sunny skies. And guess what? Again, a high of 63 degrees. And currently in our nation's capital, 40 degrees at 5:16 on WMAL.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Dale Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
Okay, 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. We're talking about the President of the United States using a Navajo Code Talkers event to honor those Marines from World War II to make fun of Elizabeth Warren, referring to her as Pocahontas yesterday. Play some audio for you from Elizabeth Warren's reaction to that in a moment. But first, let's go to your calls. Andrew's in Fairfax this morning and kicking us off this morning on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning. I don't only think that this is great. I think it's hilarious. I saw this yesterday, and I started cracking up. I just think it's funny that the media automatically goes to protect Elizabeth Warren, someone who lied and two-faced. But I think he should have taken it a step further and come out with a commission on investigation to investigate the authenticity of Elizabeth Warren's Native American background.
Yeah, there you go. This probably calls for a special counsel or something.
Well, if she were a Republican, there'd be a special counsel, special don't counsel you think?
Looking into her background.
Her cultural appropriation.
Thank you, Andrew. Let's go to Bill in Purcellville this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Yes, good morning. Hey, this is what Donald Trump does best. He's a master at this. What he's trying to do now is set up his little bumper sticker, just like he did Crooked Hillary. He's doing this for Elizabeth Warren, who I'm sure we'll see in 2020 trying to come in from the Democrat side. So he's just putting a bumper sticker on her, and he's just enjoying what he's doing. I think he's funny.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Bill. So Bill, appreciative of it.
So I'm the only one who cringed. Come on. Am I the only one who cringed? I literally went, oh.
You're not the only one. In fact, let's go to Bob in College Park here this morning. Good morning, Bob. So how'd you react? Did you cringe a bit?
Yeah, I did. I probably wasn't the best form to bring it up. Although, maybe he should have made a joke about 23andMe. That would have been interesting for Elizabeth Warren. You know, maybe he could do his own analysis, like do a commercial for 23andMe and say, hey, I found I was part Scottish, part this, part that. How about you, Elizabeth Warren?
That's hilarious. Listen, don't give him any ideas, please.
Now he's going to do it. Thanks, Bob. Good job. I really appreciate that this morning. So Bob cringing a little bit. Let's go to Roger in Bethesda this morning. Good morning, Roger.
Hey, good morning. I appreciated the remark. Let's keep in mind this could be possibly the Democratic candidate for presidency in 2020. She is the epitome of their party's hypocrisy. They call her Flipper, too, for flipping homes. And let's keep in mind, too, is my recollection is, maybe I'm wrong in this, that not only did she lie about the Indians or the connection, but she got a scholarship. And I'm thinking, what deserving student, maybe even American Indian, was denied a scholarship, a place in the class, because Elizabeth Warren lied about this. So I think it's the sort of thing that will come in handy within the next few years when Elizabeth Warren tries to exercise influence.
Well, she was, yeah, okay, thank you. And this goes back to Harvard Law School in the 90s, where they were touting Elizabeth Warren, then who was a professor at Cambridge, of being Native American, because she had listed herself as a minority in the Association of American Law Schools. And she had not done that in student applications and during her time as a teacher at the University of Texas. That's the CNN's wrap of how this got started, but she did it to advance her career. I'm going to play some audio for you of Elizabeth Warren from yesterday real quickly, reacting to this. Because if you're amused by Trump, get ready to be amused by Warren. Here she is.
This is just a way for Donald Trump to be able to try to get somebody talking about something other than what he's doing.
So how did you exactly learn about the idea that you're a Native American?
I learned about my family the way that most people learn about their families. My brothers and I learned from our mother and our daddy and our grandparents who we are. And that's it. That's how we learned it. That's what we know.
I thought she attributed it to her high cheekbones before. That was the move she had used.
Seriously?
Yeah. She had said that at one point. Also, she goes on to talk about the president in this setting referring to her as Pocahontas.
It is deeply unfortunate that the president of the United States cannot even make it through a ceremony honoring these heroes without having to throw out a racial slur.
Was that a racial slur?
It's hard to see how precisely.
Yeah, I'm not up on exactly what is. I haven't gotten the whole handbook yet. I haven't read that chapter of it yet as to whether that is. Elizabeth Warren would have done well to just not have a comment, to just say, you know what, it's so ridiculous, I'm not even commenting on it. That probably should have been the best path for her to take.
She also said that Trump can't shut her up.
Donald Trump does this over and over, thinking somehow he's going to shut me up with it.
I don't think he thinks
that. It hasn't worked in the past. It is not going to work in the future.
I don't think he thinks that he's going to shut you up at all, actually.
I think he wants her to keep going.
No, it's exactly right. It's like, if I just keep saying this and you become hysterical, that's good for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And she's taken, that's why I said, I think it would be best if she just walked away and said, oh, I can't, I'm not even going to dignify it with a comment.
All right, more of your reaction in a moment here. It's 522 on WMIL.
And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Download the app for free or go to spothero.com. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
If you want more from a home improvement company, call Roofing and More. This is Chris Plant. For more than two decades, Roofing and More has been Northern Virginia's choice for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. For fair and honest pricing and a commitment to deliver an experience you can recommend to your neighbor, call Roofing and More at 703-467-0206 for your no-obligation estimate. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
This is Mary Walter, and when my old dentist informed me that he was retiring, Larry O'Connor told me that I had to meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. After visiting their office, I cannot say enough wonderful things about them. Like many other people, I'm not a fan of visiting the dentist, but getting to know the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, I felt comfortable enough to tell them about what makes me nervous, and they reassured me it was perfectly normal. And that's who they are, compassionate, caring dentists who get it. There's no rush when you get in the chair and you are in total control. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry wants you to get into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy. Have a smile you can be proud of without delaying your dental visits until you're in pain. To learn more about sedation dentistry, or if you just need a wonderful dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
If you missed the boat on the hot real estate market, I hear you, but don't worry because my friends over at Renter's Warehouse make renting your home easy, fast, and worry-free. And get this, it could make you more money in the long run. It's Larry O'Connor to explain that Renter's Warehouse is the master of rent-a-state. Their pros will market your property, find great tenants, collect the rent, and handle any maintenance coordination 24/7. They'll even warranty your tenant for free. Also, you can rest easy and get the value your home is really, really worth. With property management at just $99 a month, you can be sure you're in good hands with Renter's Warehouse, especially in a slowing market. Visit renterswarehouse.com today and sign up for a free home rental price analysis to find out how much your home will rent for. Or call a rent-a-state advisor today at 202-897-2822. That's renterswarehouse.com or call 202-897-2822. Don't buy new carpets. Get a Zero-Res deep clean and save. Three rooms of carpets clean for just $159. Book at ZeroResDC.com. That's ZeroResDC.com.
It's 525, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. Good morning, Bethesda, as well, as you come off the beltway on 355. Just a heads up right now, still looking at left lane coned off in each direction right near Pooks Hill Road. Had water main break, repairs. They're just about, looks like they're making some progress in wrapping this up, but I'm being optimistic here. 355, it's going to be the left lane block each way just inside the beltway. Keep you posted on that. If it stays with us for the rush hour, obviously that's going to be an issue. So they're working on an ETA when they can finish that up. On 270, here we come out of Frederick down toward the Monocacy. A little bit of volume. Again, as you approach the exit for Route 80 and at 109, no problems. Maryland 95, BW Parkway 29, good time to get to going. On 66, wide open out of Gainesville, not just through to the Beltway, but looking good through Falls Church, 95, 395 quiet Stafford to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure's locked in the eastern half of the nation. Where's winter? Well, it's not here, at least not yet. Give it a week or so. Lots of sunshine today, 63. Tonight, clear 43 outside the Beltway, a little colder. Sunny tomorrow, 63. We'll knock it down a little bit on Thursday. Clouds and sunshine, 53. I'm Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 40 degrees at 526 on WMAL.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Try Metro 29 Diner. Open daily from 6 a.m. until midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
All right, the President of the United States calling Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas during an event honoring Navajo code talkers yesterday. Let's go to Andre in Annandale this morning reacting to this. Hey, Andre, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I think what Elizabeth Warren and the media, the liberal media at large,
are missing is that this is Native American Appreciation Month right now, and that those code talkers were there on behalf of all Native Americans. So when Elizabeth Warren called out the Navajo, she really missed the point that this is an all-out appreciation for all Natives. And then my second point is that the Cherokee specifically have been protesting Elizabeth Warren, and it's been in the news for some years, and this gives them more leverage to make their point. And then finally, Elizabeth Warren has a Senate campaign challenger who's using the term or the slogan, it takes a real Indian to beat a fake Indian, and that's the tagline of her opponent. So it's all kind of newsworthy, all rolled up into one, and I applaud the president for bringing it to light.
Yeah, there you
go. Wow,
well,
I did not.
He certainly did bring it to light. Whether or not it was a broken filter or an intentional move, it certainly made its way to the airways. Thank you, Andre. It is 5:28 on WMAL.
Gabapentin, Neurontin, and surgery are no longer your only option for neuropathy treatment. If you suffer from stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, or feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot, you need to know about the non-drug and non-surgical treatment for peripheral neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. Our treatments can rehabilitate damaged nerves. So stop masking your pain with drugs that only offer temporary relief and come with a laundry list of side effects. Our treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic. 571-350-3520. Or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
So I purchased the timeshare back in 1997 because I was looking for something to do with my kids. By 2012, I had a third child, but my older two had graduated from high school. We weren't taking trips together as a family any longer. Then I did see some advertising for Timeshare Exit Team, and I was extremely impressed with how professional they were and how straight and to the point they were in getting me out of my timeshare.
Time changes everything. If your timeshare no longer fits your life, go to timeshareexitteam.com.
Coming up on WMAL, well, we've got an update on taxes. Remember that whole thing working its way through the process, the tax reform that's supposedly going to put more money back in your pocket? We'll let you know how that's going. 5:30 WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Trump meets today with top Republican and Democratic congressional leaders as lawmakers work toward a deal to keep the government funded beyond December 8th. Both sides have put forth the idea of a short-term deal. This as Senate Republicans move toward a vote on a tax reform plan as well. The Washington Post says a fake Roy Moore accuser tried to conduct a sting operation.
According to the paper, a woman who came forward accusing the Alabama Republican Senate candidate of impregnating her at 15 was apparently working on behalf of Project Veritas, an organization that tries to secretly record deceptive conversations with journalists in an effort to shame mainstream media news outlets and expose what they claim to be media bias. Over the course of 2 weeks, Jamie Phillips told the Post about her pregnancy and how it resulted in an abortion. However, reporters later saw her entering the organization's New York offices and found a GoFundMe page where Phillips bragged about her new job. I'm Sierra Crawford.
The election was weeks ago, but control of the Virginia House is still in question. Three House races are so close, recounts are likely. Right now, the GOP has a 51-49 majority. Express lane scofflaws beware ahead of tolls going live on I-66 inside the Beltway next week. Transurban's Mike McGurk says the express lane's camera system can tell if your Easy Pass has recently been switched over to HOV mode.
You're someone that thinks you're going to be trying to clever and game the system and quickly switch your Easy Pass Flex back to the other mode, troopers will now have additional technology they can use to try to find that out.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,581, the NASDAQ at 68,79. Sports sponsored by Staples, college basketball, Maryland and Howard suffer losses, UVA gets a win. Monday Night Football, the Ravens beat Houston, NBA, the Wizards are in Minnesota tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Staples helps you promote your business with print materials like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products designed to impress clients. And now, save 20% off print and marketing services orders of $50 or more. Staples, it's pro time. Exclusions apply in 12-17.
Are you single, looking to meet someone, but just too busy?
Don't worry about it.
Miracles happen every day. Say, I once heard about a man who met the love of his life while he was flying on an airplane. Why, that could be you, too. There you are, on your way to Dubuque for business, when you're suddenly upgraded to first class and seated next to an attractive brunette who smells faintly of vanilla. She's reading the same Swedish crime novel you are, so you strike up a conversation. As it turns out, you both have exactly the same playlist on your MP3 device. By the end of the flight, you're engaged. Oh, yes, and later that day, you also happen to win the lottery. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch doesn't rely on chance. They use a proven personal approach to get you out on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. And that could actually change your life for real. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use the CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844-SLEEP-TEST.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844-SLEEP-TEST.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
I drive I-66. Now I can drive into D.C. for early meetings.
Starting in December, anyone can travel I-66 express lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour.
Now I can leave work and be back before daycare closes.
And I can get back for dinner.
If you're driving alone, pay a toll with Easy Pass. If you're carpooling, travel free with Easy Pass Flex.
I drive I-66.
Get your Easy Pass today. Learn more at 66expresslanes.org.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion and strength of a name and security of the cross and shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 75 years, Care First Blue Cross Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. Care First Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66, stalled car over to the shoulder, but a little distraction in the Centerville area as you pass 28 Centerville. See some flashing lights here just a few moments ago. I saw that on the trip on 210, Indian Head Highway. We're bogging down here a bit quickly, just north of Livingston Road, heading up toward the Beltway. Report of a crash right in that stretch. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, you're okay as you come through Jessup and Laurel. For now, it's okay through Greenbelt, but just inside the Beltway, that's where crews are responding to the crash, southbound side BW Parkway, and that'll be before you get to Good Luck Road. No early troubles to report on 270. Beltway's off to a good start. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Real good-looking weather forecast. The next couple of days, high pressure in dominating our weather, keeping us in the low 60s today and tomorrow, and plenty of sunshine with a light breeze. Overnight lows in the upper 30s to low 40s, a little bit colder outside the Beltway. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 30 and beyond, 37 in Germantown, 40 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Want to know what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall? Well, let me tell you, at 7:05, Alex Pfeiffer from the Daily Caller will be with us. We'll get the latest out of the White House from him. At 7:15, Andrew McCarthy from National Review is with us. At 7:35, it's Susan Ferriccio from the Washington Examiner. At 8:35, it's Larry Kudlow. Right now, I'm Mary Walter, and this is Vince Collins.
We will be bringing back I think the number will be substantially higher, but at least $4 trillion, which will immediately be put to work in this country. So I think the tax bill is doing very well, and I think the Republicans are going to be very proud of it.
Has anybody told you you sound just like the president, Vince?
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. That's the president of the United States, of course, yesterday, bragging about how great his tax bill is going to be. Yes. And he should be a little bit more encouraged because yesterday morning, he got a yes vote out of Senator Rand Paul, or at least the promise of one. This is interesting because, remember, Rand Paul had come out early and said, hey, look, if this thing's going to raise taxes on the middle class, this is what we're voting on? And he didn't outright say no, but he definitely signaled that he had a lot of caution about the tax plan and the idea that as you get rid of these deductions and you try and simplify the tax brackets, it may result in some people paying more in taxes. And I'm not fully confident that that hasn't changed exactly. I mean, there will be people who are subject to more taxes potentially under this plan, whatever it ends up being. But Rand Paul now saying that he's for it. He released a Fox News op-ed yesterday with the headline, "Here's why I plan to vote for the Senate tax bill, and my colleagues should step up." In summary, he says that the way Washington works is that we have to change the way that we view taxation and, you know, whose money it is to begin with. He starts, "One of the fundamental problems in Washington is the attitude that money that people make belongs to the government. That's why you hear arguments about how much a tax cut costs, or big government advocates disingenuously and breathlessly complaining about the people who pay taxes getting a tax cut. I believe it's the other way around. Our default position should be that the money you earn belongs to you, and government has to justify why it should take it from you." He goes on. He says, you know, he spoke out all year against the GOP leader's initial plan to make their tax reform, quote-unquote, revenue neutral, meaning not really a cut. "I'm pleased to see my point of view has prevailed, and the current tax plan calls for a $1.5 trillion cut over the next 10 years. I would have liked to see more. In fact, I offered an amendment to move it up to $2.5 trillion. But I've stated many times that as long as it's a real cut, I'll vote for it, even if it isn't as large as I would prefer." He also goes on to say that he expects that they'll have a vote on tax cuts every year, on a yearly basis. And that he's been pleased to work with President Trump to get it there. He said he doesn't think the bill's perfect. He thinks that he would prefer a bigger cut, and he wants the Senate bill to match the House bill and keep some form of state and local deductions so no one gets caught in the trap of losing too many deductions, resulting in them paying more in taxes. But he's a yes on it now, and he thinks his colleagues should be. There's a couple holdouts. You've got fence sitters. Bob Corker, John McCain, Susan Collins, Jeff Flake. Those are the four fence sitters right now. You also have a Republican who's come out and now saying no, he's a no vote currently on this. We already have Ron Johnson, who said he was a no vote, concerned about the fact that small businesses are going to be taxed at higher rates than big businesses and corporations, i.e. pass-through taxation is higher than corporate taxation in the bill. Now, you've also got Steve Daines of Montana, who's joining Ron Johnson. He's a Republican. He says he's a no on the GOP tax plan as is right now because he's concerned about how the cuts impact Main Street versus big companies, which is basically a very plain way of saying, I'm concerned small businesses are going to get a tax at a higher rate than big businesses.
Well, those small businesses are more likely to be S-corps, the pass-through corporations, as you hear people say, S-corps. So those people, if you own an S-corp, you're taxed under your personal Social Security numbers if all that money came to you.
In other words, all of your business taxes are handled through your personal income taxes.
Right, so, but you don't necessarily make all that money. That's not necessarily what you're left with at the end of the year, especially some of these smaller businesses where you maybe have one or two employees. You may bring in, you know, $300,000, but by the time you're done paying rent and the other employee and all your costs and everything else, you could walk home with $50,000. That could be what you take home, but you're paying taxes as if you made $300,000. So I agree that's a problem that needs to be dealt with.
So, and it sounds like the reason that you have the holdouts, like Susan Collins concerned about losing the individual mandate because Republicans want to use that as a pay for.
She's concerned about not making people who can't afford to pay the penalty. She doesn't want to see them not have to pay that. That doesn't make any sense.
Right. She thinks what it's going to do is increase the cost of premiums because you have fewer people compelled to be in the system, and it'll be harmful to people who need to buy health care in her state. And then the other is you've got the Republicans who are concerned about the debt and the deficit, who don't credibly believe that this tax plan is going to raise enough revenue in order to satisfy debt concerns by being what the president calls rocket fuel for the economy.
Yeah, and because of you mentioned Steve Daines and Ron Johnson, part of that is part of their concern. So now, according to Yahoo News, Yahoo Finance, Senate Republicans are considering a trigger that would automatically increase taxes if the legislation doesn't generate as much revenue as they would expect. So this would be an automatic trigger, but yet we were speaking with Steve Moore, who said that the growth that we need in order for this not to add to the deficit is so small, considering the growth that we've already had, that this really isn't a problem.
You know, I heard John Thune enunciate it this weekend on Fox News Sunday. He said 0.4% GDP growth is exactly the number that they need in order to satisfy all these deficit concerns. Just 0.4%. Get us from 1.8 to 2.2, not 3%. Which is the number that the Trump administration is very hopeful they get.
Yeah, and that's what Steve Moore was just telling us. To discuss this further at 8:35, we'll be joined by Larry Kudlow. So we'll have even more details for you then. It is now 5:44 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. Hosted by U.S. Army Pacific, the 13th annual U.S.-China Disaster Management Exchange commenced recently with an opening ceremony at Camp Rylea, Oregon. The exchange allows hands-on and side-by-side interaction between the U.S. Army and the People's Liberation Army on humanitarian assistance and disaster relief operations. Learn more at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 9 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 9 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
It's 5:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore Washington Parkway out of Greenbelt. Just keep alert, please, if you're heading from Greenbelt and then continuing inside the Beltway. We had the incident reported right before you get to Good Luck Road, so it's right inside the Beltway where that had a little stop and go. Then you're okay. You have some relief in sight. Then, right at the split from New York Kenilworth Avenue, that's where another reported incident to the median, so slight distraction there. On 210 Indian Head Highway, northbound, north of Palmer Road, as you're working up toward the Beltway, crash was reported. 66 stalled car in Centerville. That was over to the shoulder quickly, but a distraction for all as you push past 28 Centerville in that stretch. On 95, 395, slowest stretch I'm seeing out of Stafford right now is going to be just as you pass Dale City up toward the Occoquan. Great shape, great time to get going over the 14th Street Bridge and into town. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Real good looking weather forecast the next couple of days. High pressure in dominating our weather, keeping us in the low 60s today and tomorrow. And plenty of sunshine with a light breeze. Overnight lows The upper 30s to low 40s, a little bit colder outside the Beltway. Next change comes in Thursday, slightly cooler. Mix of clouds and sunshine, 53. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 40 degrees at 546 on WMAL.
Voluntary manslaughter, it's a good deal.
It's an enema of sunshine.
Sorry for
taking a nanosecond off of your assembly line rubber stamp existence.
All right, that was Denzel Washington in a clip from his new movie, Roman J. Israel Esquire, where he plays a criminal defense lawyer who works to address social injustice. So talking about the movie, he gave an interview and he talked about the prison system, and because this movie is about social justice, and he's discussing the prison system, and he says that the prison system was not to blame for crime in black communities. He says you have to stress the importance of properly raising children at home. Because he says it starts in the home. If the father is not in the home, the boy will find a father in the streets. I saw it in my generation and every generation before me and everyone since. He added, if the streets raise you, then the judge becomes your mother and the prison becomes your home. Well. That is a very unpopular thing to say, apparently. So he had to clarify to the New York Daily News. Daily News is like, well, what did you mean by that? And he said the positive changes for the black community begin with how children are raised. It starts with how you raise your children. If a young man doesn't have a father figure, he'll go find a father figure. So, you know, I can't blame the system. It's unfortunate that we make such easy work for them.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, this issue, people tend to get in trouble for saying that. Bill Cosby obviously has gotten in trouble for a whole lot of other things now,
yep.
But you remember he used to get in trouble for saying things like this. And I think where it comes from in part is you have black Americans who've been raised in single parent environments who turn out excellent. We're like, my mother raised me really well.
Dr. Carson.
So what are you trying to tell me? What's the point? Like, what are you trying to tell me? That I needed something that I didn't have in order to be better? So I think that there's a bit of caution on this issue that comes from, again, people who have genuinely good upbringings in a single parent environment who feel like, why are you telling me that I need a father to be good? I was raised well. I was raised well by a good, strong mother. And I think so. There's a nervousness there. On the other hand, there are people who view this as an abundant. This is honesty. Like, thank God Denzel Washington is saying something like this, because, you know, we spend as a society a lot of time looking for reasons to explain why anybody does any behavior that emanates from without the family, outside the family, right? Like, oh, there must be societal pressures that made that person that way. There must be white supremacy or what is it called? Institutional racism that made somebody this way. Or the prison system itself made somebody this way. And it is seen as dangerous to even suggest that anything can emanate from within the home, that parents have a responsibility to their children, that maybe that different parents could be better, that maybe having a father in your life and a mother in your life could be important to your upbringing. Those are seen as toxic and dangerous topics these days, despite the fact that so many people have found value in them.
Absolutely. Look, the statistics prove it out. More likely to grow up in poor, you're more less likely to get a good education. There are so many, and you're less likely to be able to make money. You're gonna make less money down the road. Statistically, it proves Denzel Washington out. So, listen, good for him. It is 5:50 on WMAL. It's time for El Rushbo.
On Sunday, Nancy Pelosi, Democrat minority leader in the House, was on Meet the Depressed. She addressed the growing calls, including from Democrats, that John Conyers should face the music over allegations he sexually harassed a junior female aide. The case was resolved with a $30,000 payment from taxpayers, and it was kept hidden from taxpayers till a couple weeks ago. Now, Conyers has stepped down as ranking Democrat on the House Judiciary Committee, but he's still in Congress. He says the hush fund payment was not an admission of guilt. It was just a quick way to dispose of the situation. Nancy Pelosi stood by the guy, sort of. In her typical convoluted style, she danced around the question of whether Conyers should immediately resign. She said, we are strengthened by due process. Just because somebody is accused, and was it one accusation? Is it two? I think there has to be. John Conyers is an icon in our country. That's what Pelosi told F. Chuck Todd. And so there it is. John Conyers is an icon to Democrats. And Democrat icons like Chris Dodd, Ted Kennedy, Bill Clinton, well, they can do whatever they want to do to women. While Democrat women like Nancy Pelosi will always come to their defense and say, can I be next? If only Democrat pervert Anthony Weiner had focused his energy on becoming an icon instead of a photo, he'd be in Congress right now. Instead of in prison.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
You want your home properly protected. And this time of year, it's very important because holiday travel may have you leaving your home unattended. That's never good when it comes to home intruders looking for an opportunity to steal. But you can rest easy knowing that your home and family are protected with Simply Safe. Every Simply Safe system is a complete security arsenal. Motion sensors, glass breaking sensors, entry sensors, and a high definition security camera. You'll have everything you need to keep your family safe. With Simply Safe, there are no contracts and there are no hidden fees. You can look, but you won't find them. 24/7 professional monitoring is just $14.99 a month. Get Simply Safe and get some rest. Just go to simplysafeusa.com and get a special 10% discount when you order today. That's simplysafeusa.com, 10% off your home security. simplysafeusa.com.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this store of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Did you know that over 90% of male enhancement pills are virtually the same thing that's repackaged, redone over and over again? Why settle for the same old product when you can get something completely different? Something that takes male enhancement into the 21st century. Something that really works. Men, you need to try Noxitril, the all-natural male enhancement formula that will unlock your performance in the bedroom to a level you could only dream of. Try to imagine Viagra on steroids. Noxitril is so powerful, that's why it took years for it to finally become available to the public without a prescription. So call now and take advantage of our special Noxitril free bottle offer today. Oh yeah, we recommend that you use the Noxitril dose as directed. Think of your partner. We certainly don't want you to overperform in the bedroom.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxitril while supplies last. Call 1-800-450-1381. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-450-1381. 800-450-1381.
It's 5:55, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5s, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland to 70, Urbana into Hyattstown, seeing the volume on the increase there. Nothing, though, reported along the way. On 95 in Maryland, though, we do have a crash reported between Route 100 and 175. A little bit of stop and go starting to form through that stretch. Otherwise, beyond, and if you're joining on from, say, 175, you're beyond the activity, past 32, down to the Beltway, wide open. Beltway's in great shape here through Silver Spring, early start. Baltimore, Washington Parkway, southbound, just inside the Beltway, had a little bit of volume just before you get to Good Luck Road, and then it's split for New York, Kenilworth Avenue, crashed quickly, had been moved to the median. 210, Indian Head Highway, still slowing, get you past Livingston Road up towards the Beltway due to the accident activity. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More above average temperatures, not setting records, however, but still going to park it somewhere in the low 60s as we go on through today. A few high clouds around this morning, otherwise plenty of sunshine throughout the day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 40 degrees at 5:56 on WMAL. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by Staples.
Staples has great prices on tech solutions to keep your business running all season long. Look for hot deals on laptops and software, accessories like earbuds, keyboards, routers, and modems, even services like PC setup and repair, all for less at Staples.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor to talk about my friends and my realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie are the realtors who net their sellers $30,000 more money on average and will guarantee the sale of your home. How do they do it? Well, Sarah and Debbie already have the buyers. You see, Sarah and Debbie are working with thousands of home buyers who are looking to buy right now. Check it out. Sarah and Debbie sold a home for $7,500 over the asking price. It was listed with another agent for 200 days and it didn't sell. They called the Reynolds team and they got them packing. Sarah and Debbie are serious in netting their home sellers the most money at closing time. Listen, if you want solid, strong, proven home selling systems with thousands of ready home buyers area-wide working for you, then there's only one thing to do. Call Sarah and Debbie now at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. And remember, Debbie has the buyers. That's right, Debbie has the buyers. Larry O'Connor here to tell you about my doctor, Dr. Jones, with the Concierge Medical Team of Principal Medical Group. We're all so busy these days, and for me, having convenient access to my primary care doctor has been priceless. From phone calls, emails, and same-day appointments, the Concierge Medical model has allowed me to take back control of my health care. Dr. Jones and the team at Principal Medical Group make my time and my care a priority. And as a patient at Principal Medical Group, you'll feel the difference too. Invest in your health like I did and call Principal Medical Group. Additionally, for those men and women struggling with the physical and psychological symptoms of low testosterone, Principal Medical Group are the area experts in pellet therapy. So, schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones at his McLean office. Call 703-663-8824. Or go online to principalmedicalgroup.com. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. Call 703-663-8824 or online at principalmedicalgroup.com. That's principalmedicalgroup.com. New Year's resolution time is right around the corner. It's Larry O'Connor, and I can't believe it's been a year since I made the commitment to get healthy and lose weight in 2017. And looking back over this last year, I am so thankful for the team at EMP 180 Weight Loss for their support and for the confidence they provided on my weight loss journey. I now know more about nutrition than I ever have before. So if you've been thinking about losing weight and getting healthy, or if you've made it your New Year's resolution in the past and you failed, don't be afraid of failing again. Call EMP 180 Weight Loss, and like me, you'll empower yourself to lose the weight for good in 2018. EMP 180 gives you the tools needed to lose the weight and the support you need so you can keep it off for good. Two convenient locations in Tyson's Corner and now Rockville. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com or call them 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
Vince, tell him what's coming up on WMAL.
Well, we've got an update for you on Al Franken. He spoke to the press, breaking his silence yesterday. We'll give you a roundup of what he had to say.
And changing your last name when you get married, does it reflect poorly on the man in the relationship?
If you don't do it.
If you don't do it, or yeah. If you do. Yeah, or we'll if you find do out. It. Yeah, we'll find out. 6 o'clock, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by LongRoofing.com. The Washington Post claims it was the target of an attempted sting operation by Project Veritas, which the paper says tried to get it to fall for a fake story about Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore. The Post says a woman came to them and falsely claimed Moore had impregnated her when she was a teenager. Now, the Post did not publish her story, but did later spot her walking into the New York offices of Project Veritas. Roy Moore himself, meanwhile, says dirty politics are behind all the allegations of sexual misconduct against him. Moore is lashing out at lawmakers on Capitol Hill.
They're aware of my past. They're aware that I'm difficult to manage, which means I've got my own mind. I don't follow other people. And they don't want that. They don't want that in Washington, whether it's Democrat or Republican. They want to do what they've been doing for many years and not getting anything done.
Control of the Virginia House of Delegates is still a question mark. Republicans hold a 51-49 majority right now, but three House races are so close, recounts are likely, and the outcome of those three contests will likely determine which party controls the House. Tolls will be going into effect next week on I-66 inside the Beltway in Northern Virginia, and ahead of that, officials want you to know it will not be easy to skirt the rules.
Enforcement's being stepped up, says Transurban's Mike McGurk.
We have some new system improvements on the lane to include new cameras, also to include some devices that the officers will be able to use to look at the last setting on that Easy Pass Flex.
So if you quickly set your Easy Pass to HOV mode and then switch it back, they will be able to see that, he says.
The folks that are misusing the system can cause that toll to increase for the drivers that are following the rules out there on the express lane.
Next week, cars with two or more can ride free on 66 inside the Beltway, while it's still three or more for the express lanes on 95 and the Beltway. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It's still not clear who's in charge at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. President Trump named Mick Mulvaney as interim director, while outgoing agency head Richard Cordray appointed Leandra English.
White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney is President Trump's pick to be acting chief of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. He says he does not intend to shut down the agency, but says changes are coming.